Distinguish between the different meanings of IV and describe why we have to be careful when applying the term. The intended use of the term IV or independent variable means that why people are in the treatment conditions they are is unrelated to anything else. That it is truly independent of the rest of their lives and is based, therefore, on random assignment. The two other uses of IV are grouping variable. That's all we really mean is grouping variable. When we say genders are IV, we don't pretend that we've manipulated it. We just mean it's our grouping variable. And the third use of the term IV is the intended or imputed causal variable. The variable that we wish we had causal information about. And that's where I like to use the phrase, we lust after cause in our heart. People tend to be set up to think causally, and we have to be very careful that we don't jump from associations to imputed cause. We have to be careful when applying the term because there's a lot of variables out there that might be manipulated or might be measured. If I'm talking about practice improves performance, the word improves is a causal word that imputes a causal hypothesis. That means I better run a true experiment where people are assigned to and then I manipulate the amount of practice they get. But it's much easier to measure practice. To ask, how many times did you practice? To go into the EDU gradebook and see how many times people did the quiz. Or to ask you, the last question on an exam, how many practices did you do? Or how many hours did you spend asking some sort of thing like that and measuring practice? There are an awful lot of variables out there that might be measured or they might be manipulated, and you have to check what somebody means when they say IV.